I popped another flamin' hot Cheeto into my mouth and zoomed in on the office building across the street with my sleek, new binoculars. Waterproof, image-stabilizing, and compact enough to toss into my bag, they may have set me back a couple months' worth of after-hour cocktails, but since they were a business expense, I could write them off. Plus, they were necessary in my line of work. Up there with my Glock and spy cam brooch. Luckily for me, the building was all concrete and glass. The windows ran from floor to ceiling, and the blinds were up, which meant I had a perfect interior view from my car. Pretty sweet. I focused on the office dead center on the third floor and waited for another glimpse of the couple. They'd walked off a few minutes ago, and I hoped they'd return before I turned into a pumpkin. My phone said the hour was inching in on 11. They were busy bees, working overtime. Especially on a Sunday night. Didn't anyone take a day off anymore? Then again, here I was on a stakeout. But my crazy hours were demanded by my cases. I reached for another deep-fried, smothered-in-fake-cheese kernel of deliciousness when he walked back into my view. Brushing my fingers off on a napkin on my leg, I steadied the binoculars. He read a sheet of paper and sat on the edge of his desk. His navy tie was unknotted. The collar of his white button-down loosened, and his blonde hair tousled, as if he'd run his fingers through it one too many times. Or maybe she had. The tall, leggy brunette strutted up to him like a cat in heat. She said something that made him look up and grin. Too bad I'd never learned how to read lips. She trailed her finger down his forearm and leaned forward so he had a perfect view of her cleavage. Her boobs nearly popped out of her tight white blouse. She flaunted her sexuality like a flashing neon sign. The words subtle and coy obviously weren't a part of her personal dictionary. He tilted his head back and laughed. It must have been nice to get that reaction from him. I would know, considering we'd had a brief thing not even a couple of weeks ago. Assistant District Attorney Aiden Prinz was usually all business. It was one of the reasons it had taken him way too long to lean in for our first kiss. The other reason had been his dead wife. One minute, things were hot and heavy in my apartment, and the next night he dumped me on my front steps. Okay, so dumped was too harsh a word. He'd said he wanted to see me, but that he just wasn't ready to move on yet. That he felt guilty about dating when his wife had died of breast cancer only a year ago. I understood. Mostly. Besides, what could I have done? Wrestled him to the ground and demanded he date me? It was hard to compete with a ghost. It hadn't meant he and I were over, but we hadn't been hot and heavy since. More like lukewarm and feather light. And if his reasoning was true, what the hell was going on in his office right now? Miranda Valens, Aiden's second chair in the courtroom, flipped her hair off her shoulders in that seductive shampoo commercial sort of way. This woman had cliche flirting 101 perfected. How predictable. If Aiden fell for that. He stood up and walked around his desk, settling into his chair, farther away from her. Huh! I shouted, then glanced around to make sure no one heard me.